My name is Anna Lindley. I'm 59 years old. Today is January 10th, 2020. I'm speaking with Tim Lindley, who's 61 years old and is my husband. We are recording in Schaumburg, Illinois at the 2020 American Beekeepers Federation Conference. Tim, how did you become interested in bees and then become a beekeeper?
When I was in high school, there was a program at my church called Share the Wealth. And there was a couple that had a beehive in their backyard in suburban Hinsdale. And I went to their house and talked to them about bees. I didn't exactly go in through the hive, but they gave me a catalog and some pamphlets and brochures about beekeeping. And I thought it would be an interesting hobby or something I could get into. Meanwhile, my parents purchased a farm down in southern Illinois, and my brother and I worked down there on the farm during our summers while I was in high school. Toward the end of my high school career, my dad knew a fireman friend of his that was getting out of the beekeeping business and purchased 6 hives, a small extractor, and all the equipment, and gave those to me, moved them down to Greenville, Illinois, where I live now, as a graduation from high school present.
How many beehives did you start out with? Was 6, you said?
Yes, 6.
And how many are you up to now?
Around 65.
Okay. And what aspects of beekeeping do you like the most?
I like sharing what I've learned over the years with other people. And I like raising queens, extracting honey, and selling honey, of course. I also enjoy working in my wood shop, making the hives out of scrap lumber that would have otherwise been thrown away.
What lessons has beekeeping taught you, past and present?
Well, it's taught me to never underestimate what the bees are going to do. Sometimes you think the bees are going to do something, and they do something totally out, totally different.
When you're working with the beehives, is that therapeutic?
Very
and
much.
And in what aspect?
Very much so. If I've had a stressful day and I feel overwhelmed, I like to go out to the beehives and see their progress and see what's going on with them. And somehow it just calms me down and it's very therapeutic to me.
Do you have any favorite beekeeping stories?
I've got many over the years. I think one was my girlfriend and I had a beehive at her dad's house. And it was winter time, so I went out to the hive to check it, and well, I thought it was dead, but it was winter time, so. You know, they were clustering, and I put it in the back of my Suburban and brought it to my house. And well, during the trip, they came out and let me know that they weren't dead yet, and they were very much alive.
Not very happy.
Not very happy either, no.
How has the beekeeping industry changed since you started beekeeping?
Well, it was a lot less work, a lot easier to do. Way back when I started, it seemed like I always had plenty of honey from the floral sources around. There was a lot more flowers for the bees back 40 years ago, and we didn't have the pests and diseases that we have now.
And how have those changes affected you personally?
Well, taught me to be more observant in what the bees are doing, and I have to keep up with everything that's going on in the beekeeping industry, checking for mites, treating for mites, keeping the bees healthy through the winter, and getting them through the winter.
And it's more financial problems now than it used to be?
Yes, there's a lot more
challenging.
A lot more challenges come with those pests, and the financial responsibility too as well.
Tell me about the first time you opened up a beehive, or your earliest memories of bees or beekeeping.
Well, I started bees. We brought those hives down here. I first attracted some honey, and it was great. So I bottled it up and took it home to my family and friends and shared it with everybody. But the experience of opening the hive and extracting the honey was very rewarding at
so
the time.
So what did you think when you opened that hive and saw all of those bees?
Yeah, it was a little bit intimidating at first, and I still had to get used to the sound of the buzz of the bees and keeping my cool, so to speak, when I worked the beehive. But eventually it all took hold, and I can't say I don't have a problem with it now, but I just have to be more cautious, and it doesn't bother me as much now than it used to.
Have you ever had a hive that has been extremely aggressive?
Yes.
And then what do you do whenever you have something like that?
Sometimes you have to beekeeper up. Go put your gloves on, get your smoker going really good, and do what you have to do. And sometimes if you can't do what you want to do, then you just have to walk away and come back another day and try it again.
What do you hope the world looks like for bees in 10 years or even eventually 50 years?
Well, I would hope to that we as farmers and scientists would learn how to work together. Like the speaker yesterday morning about regenerative agriculture, I hope we can create some kind of a ecosystem with our farming that would be beneficial to not only the bees, but to us and the farming industry as well.
Who has been the most important person in your life, and can you tell me about that person?
Yes, my mentor was Udell Meyer, and he was an older beekeeper when I first met him, and a state inspector for the state of Illinois. He kind of helped me learn the ropes, so to speak, about beekeeping, and has been there ever since. I've gotten to know the family, and I thank them that whenever they, Udell and Norma both passed away, the family gave me their 20 frame extractor, as part of the estate.
That's a pretty large item.
Yes, and I'm very, very thankful about that.
Do you plan to retire from beekeeping? And if so, when, or how do you feel about it?
Well, the thought about giving up beekeeping was pretty hard for me. So, beekeeping would be part of my retirement. I just like to keep bees as long as I can, as long as I can lift the boxes around and lift the frames and extract honey. I'll probably be doing it for quite some time yet.
So you look for the next 10 years to increase your hives, or when you do retire?
No,
that is.
I don't look to increase so much as focus on the quality of the hives. I like to get more, I would like to raise my average honey production per hive, and I look forward to raising exceptional queens that can help me do this and raise exceptional queens that I can sell too.
Thank you, Tim, for this interview, and we look forward to hearing about all of your success in the future.
Thank you very much.